Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. The Transportation Security Administration is touting its new baggage handling system at the Fairbanks International Airport. The agency claims the system allows agents to screen between 460 and 500 checked bags an hour and costs more than $4.5 million. The old system, in operation since 2009, processed about 350 bags an hour. TSA says it can now screen larger items such as ski bags or hockey bags. Agents used to hand screen larger items. Federal law requires TSA to screen all baggage that travels on commercial aircraft. Many U.S. airports, including Fairbanks, use a system that sends checked luggage through an explosive detection machine to see if the bags carry explosives or other threats. TSA reports in 2016 it screened 466 million checked bags. President Trump is processing information U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan shared with them Wednesday. Alaska's two senators brought their case for developing Alaska's resources to the Oval Office. Murkowski says they met with President Trump for nearly an hour.
It's a great opportunity to just kind of make the case for all things Alaska. The president was clearly interested and engaged.
Murkowski says she showed the president how much of Alaska is controlled by the federal government, which resources are where, and what kind of restrictions are in place.
He did state that he had not realized how restricted our opportunities had become over the years.
She says they talked about Arctic drilling and the difficulty of getting a road for King Cove through federally protected wilderness. But the senator says the discussion was more of an overview.
We talked about the prospects for greater development in the Arctic, but we also talked about fisheries. We also talked about, you know, how our geography allows us to be a national security asset.
Murkowski says the president also expressed a desire to visit Alaska, but she knew of no specific trip that was in the works. There's a lot of excitement building about three oil discoveries on Alaska's North Slope. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk sat down with the U.S. Geological Survey's top Alaska petroleum geologist to find out what it takes to prove an oil discovery.
David Hausnecht's job is to answer some very practical scientific questions. How much oil is in Alaska? And where is it? That brings us to the recent discoveries Alaska is buzzing about. Huge finds made by Kalis Energy, ConocoPhillips, and Armstrong Oil and Gas. Hausnecht does not think all three are equally certain to pan out. Hausnecht ranks Armstrong's oil discovery as most certain, Conoco's the second most certain, and Kalis' third. That's because there's a wide range of evidence pointing to the three finds. Pretend you're a detective, trying to solve a murder with evidence on par with what the oil companies put forward.
The Kalis estimates would be circumstantial evidence. You know, you don't have the murder weapon.
Kalis has been upfront about this uncertainty, saying it's going to provide final results from a flow test in 2018. Hausnecht says Armstrong's level of evidence is probably enough to pin down a killer.
Armstrong has apprehended someone who still is holding the gun that committed the murder.
The evidence for the Conoco murder, discovery, falls somewhere in the middle. But based on what's currently known, even top geologists can't definitively say if and when all three companies will actually start producing oil. To answer that question, you might have to consult a psychic. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
And I'm Robert Hannon.